That's Phil Martelli coaching his St. Joseph's team to a spot in the NCAA tournament. And that's Philip Martelli, chin on hand, arms crossed, even a whiteboard to diagram plays, looking just like his grandfather, known as Tug.
What is your favorite thing to do?
Dress up like Tug every day. I like to wear my orange belt, my shirts, all kinds of Tug's ties. These shoes, I wear these shoes all the time when I'm Tug.
At 4 years old, at an age when many boys are pretending to be Superman or Batman, Philip has a different kind of superhero. And it's not just dressing up during games.
Anyone have any questions?
There are those post-game press conferences when Coach Phil gives Philip the mic.
When you're at a press conference, what do you like to talk about?
I like to talk about how my guys are playing and all that stuff.
He's got every gesture, facial expression, arm movement. But maybe it's not surprising when you think about his basketball pedigree.
Have you watched all the tapes?
Yeah, I watched all the tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Martelli has coached at St. Joseph's in Philadelphia for nearly three decades. Little Philip's father is an assistant at the University of Delaware, and his mother, Megan, was captain of her college team. Now she's got a different leadership role.
It's awesome. It's so fun. But honestly, it's demanding. From the moment he wakes up, he's thinking about what suit he wants to wear, what tie he's going to wear, what his schedule is. We have to fit school in there somewhere.
Not surprisingly, Philip thinks someday he wants to be a coach.
So what would you like to tell your players?
Get rested, get ready for practice, and get their, if their uniforms are dirty, get them clean.
He's been going to games really since birth.
As much as Philip likes playing coach, Martelli says sharing his life's work with his grandson has made him appreciate what matters.
I can't get enough of this. I think this is fun, and why not? Why not smile a little bit? Not enough people smiling and laughing anymore.
But Thursday night is going to be all business as St. Joseph's takes on the higher-ranked University of Connecticut. Little Philip will be there to see it all, which is certain to bring a smile no matter the outcome. For CBS This Morning, I'm Jan Crawford in Philadelphia.